Hello, everybody. This is the Angel of Temptation, Angel for short. Thank you so much for clicking on my podcast. I really appreciate it. I know last week I missed one. I made one. I got really passionate in it. Let's call it passionate. Let's not call it ranting tirade. I decided not to post it. It was really out of character for me. And maybe someday it will get posted for the public, but right now it is not. So I wanted to start by thanking you all for listening and clicking, but I didn't really know what to start talking about today, and something that kind of clicked. Years ago when I started this, so 6 years ago when I started making audios, I had only really read erotica and written it, and I have a degree, I have a background in English literature and the arts, and so I'm really open sexually just in general, and there's been a book over the years that has been very difficult for me to read, and I've started it and stopped it many times. When I say started, I mean 2 pages in and just put it down. Not because it's bad, and it's an important book for anyone who is into erotica and erotic literature. It's called Story of O, and it was actually banned in many countries, but the imagery of it is very, very rough, and I was having trouble reading it, like I said, and so this time around, this past month, I have found time to read, and I actually had to read it out loud to separate myself a bit from it, the first section of the book. And I realized after so much time and just growing as a human being like we do, that I realized that a lot of the very difficult BDSM, if you're into BDSM, I suggest this book for sure. And I did realize that part of it was just, I was having trouble accepting that these very difficult scenes, these very raw, I guess some people would say humiliating and degrading scenes of what the woman is going through in the first part that the women go through, that other people in the world would consider that very degrading, very abusive, and very harmful. And the problem I was having was I was measuring my reaction to this book by other people's standards. I wasn't measuring it by my own values, my own beliefs, and my own standards. It was completely consensual at the beginning of the book. Like I said, I've only finished the first section. And she is whipped and flogged and shared by men while her lover watches. And she's wearing a collar and has to lift her skirt up whenever she's asked. And just all of these other things. Very, very submissive. No eye contact. No speaking. And I realized that it wasn't that it was a difficult read. It was a difficult thing for me to accept that it was something that very much turned me on, that I personally really enjoyed. And I've never had a very strict BDSM relationship. I'm certainly not looking for one. If you know anything about me, like, labels are something I have a lot of issues with, because I think people get stuck on labels. So I that's just something I don't know, I kind of shy away from. Plus, everyone has a different definition for certain labels. So it's just easier to say that these are very rough scenes. And anyways, I was thinking about you guys and the sexual content that you take in throughout the times where you're horny, through the times where you are craving something new, something exciting, something adventurous, trying to get out of some rut that you're like, this isn't turning me on anymore. And if you've reached something that really makes you feel uncomfortable or really puts you off or really makes you feel bad because you're enjoying it, think about that you're measuring yourself by other people's values, I guess is how I want to say that, if that makes any sense. You are your own person. You get to pick and choose what you experiment with, what you like. I have found that I really like pain. I really do. And anyone you ever talk to that knows me will say, she's a sweetheart. She'll do anything for anyone. She's a good choir girl. She's just a sweet, sweet person. And so what? That doesn't take away the fact that I'm also a sexual being. So even though you may be the most masculine man in the world, you may like being submissive sometimes. You may like giving up control. And don't let society's values or society's way they explain masculinity and expect and define masculinity to stop you from wanting to be that submissive person or to give up control a little bit. Or if you were raised a certain way and you're finding that as a woman you are more attracted to women than men, or you're attracted to both, or you're attracted to every kind of gender that is represented right now, that's, measure yourself by your own values and your own beliefs, not by others. And that's definitely a lesson I've learned while I've been reading this book. And I've also really learned how much I've grown just through my sexual thoughts and my just my personality. And I think that's a wonderful thing to celebrate, that we can grow. Because when I make my audios, and any one of you that make audios or write scripts, or even just write erotica for fun, or sext with your partner or whoever, don't censor yourself. Don't hold back. Just have fun. And everything's been done before. Everything's been said before. Everything has been thought up before. But not by you. I get messages from people all the time that say, you hear this all the time, but I'm going to tell you this anyways, but I know it doesn't really matter. Your voice is beautiful, or you turn me on, or blah, 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 blah. I don't mean to say blah, 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 like a bad thing. That's just how I filled it in. I'm sorry. I don't want to like insult anyone that's sent me a kind message. But I haven't heard it from them before. So what they have to say matters. What you have to say matters. What you have to feel matters. What turns you on matters. And it's all about you. It's not about the rest of society. As long as it's consensual, as long as it's legal, and as long as you're finding pleasure in it. It's scary at times. Trust me, reading this book, oh my gosh, there's moments where I'm like, I had tears in my eyes. not like hysterical sobbing, like not like a period cry, but like, oh my gosh, this is so true. Like some of the parts were not something like sharing. I'm not into being shared by lots of men. But the part where just really feeling whole and feeling like yourself after being flogged or after, you know, being held down and whipped and just that pain, that the way they describe it in the book, it's something that really, and I have to say, I mean, you guys know this by now by me, if you're new, so my sexual side is very important to me. And I do, share a lot of vulnerable things with all of you, but I do it because I want you guys not to be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed of your sexuality. You're good people. You're amazing people. And you're kind people. And I never for a moment want you to feel ashamed for a fantasy you have in your mind. As long as you're taking part in things that are consensual and safe and legal. And that you're enjoying it. Doesn't matter what the role is. People think a submissive should feel so bad, or we should be walked on or walked all over, or we're weak. It takes so much strength to be a submissive person, to be a submissive sexual partner. The amount of strength you need is unreal. And just like being a dominant person, the love and the kindness and the caring in your heart to watch someone and listen and really just be in tune with your submissive is just as true. I mean, it is. So, I'm trailing off in thought now. I'm sorry. I hope that what I said made sense. I kind of lost track. I was staring. I have a candle lit. I guess I was getting like hypnotized by the candlelight flickering. Because I'm just. Anyways, I didn't mean to sound like a flake at the end. But yeah, I thought I would share that interesting little tidbit about my sexual growth and my sexuality and just my thought process in this book. So I'll let you know once I finish the rest of the book where I'm at. But I hope you're all wonderful. Take care. Thank you for listening. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for all of your support. And I will talk to you all very soon.